Hello friends, welcome to the SOS Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. Thanks for joining me. I think this weekend I fell into a trap. I'm going to call it the trap of the tongue. You know, there are times in life when we get frustrated or upset, things happen to us. A lot of times we confide in people, we talk to them because we feel like we need to vent, we need to get it out. And we have also, you know, a whole host of other reasons why we might tell other people, you know, what happened to us today. You know, share your business with others, right? That's what friends are for. You talk, you ask for counsel, you ask for advice, whatever. But there are times when we talk and perhaps we shouldn't be talking. Or at least we shouldn't be talking about what we're talking about to the person we're talking to. I've noticed in life there are two contexts in which we really have to be careful about this because it's easy to justify our words. One context is with family. My family isn't super close. We're geographically very spread out. It's not like people are constantly calling and texting each other. You communicate when you see each other, but other than that, it's pretty rare. I couldn't tell you what's going on in a lot of my cousins' lives or my aunts or my uncles. You check in when you're physically with each other, but it's not like you're always sharing your lives with each other. Now, I know people in other families where everybody knows everybody's business. And it's really easy to justify sharing information about one family member with another family member because, well, we're all family. But I know a number of people who are in these families where people talk to each other about, you know, not what's going on in my life, but let's say I would call and talk about what's going on in so-and-so's life. Like, did you hear this juicy gossip? Really is what it is. It's being presented as, have you heard about so-and-so? Listen to what's going on in their life. But you're not really having a conversation for the purpose of any good outcome. It's not like I'm going to share this with you because we need to help so-and-so and let's figure out how to do that. You're really just sharing news for the sake of telling one more person this juicy gossip that you've heard. Unfortunately, in a lot of families, this can really cause discord. It can make people insulate themselves because I don't want to confide in one person about what's going on in my life if that means that within 3 days, everybody else in the family knows all my business. It's not like all these people need to know my business. It's not a helpful thing in any way, but it's so easy to justify those conversations by saying, well, I mean, we're all family. I just told my aunt what's going on with my cousin, or I told my sister what's going on with my mother, or whatever. But at the same time, we really need to analyze why we talk the way we talk, why we say the things we say. Outside of the family, another place, another context where this can cause huge issues, but where we might feel completely justified in sharing our concerns with others is the workplace. Maybe you work with someone who's just really frustrating in every way. Maybe it's someone under you, could be a boss. Could be someone who does the same job that you do. Maybe you're constantly having to clean up after them, or they're making mistakes and you have to fix it, whatever. So you get frustrated. You expect them to do their work a certain way and they don't. Well, there are certain conversations that are perfectly fine to have when you run into those issues, but you really have to be careful about who you're talking to and what you're talking to them about. Of course, if you have someone who works with you or under you who's causing issues and you need someone to address them, then you go to whoever's above you and you say, look, this is the issue that I'm having. I need to figure out how we can fix this. It needs to be addressed. It can't continue. You follow the right chain of command. But when you start talking to everybody else at work about how so-and-so is really frustrating you and getting on your nerves and making your job impossible and blah, 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 at that point, we have to ask, what's the point of those conversations? Why am I saying these things to these people who have nothing to do with the situation? I'm not sharing this with people who are affected by the issue at all. So why do I feel the need to tell them that the issue exists? I think what we lack in a lot of ways is a true recognition of our intent. I found myself this weekend having a conversation with someone for the sake of, I need to vent. These are facts. I'm not saying anything that's not true. Everything I'm saying is true. This is just the way things are happening. This is why I'm getting frustrated in life, blah, blah, blah. However, what I was sharing was information about another person and how the way that person behaves really bothers me. And I'm really going into detail here because it's someone we both know. And at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, should I shut up right now? I'm not having this conversation with someone who's necessarily able to help me with the problem, with the situation. I'm not having this conversation with someone who is affected in any way by the problem I'm having. Why am I having this conversation with this person? Other than the fact that the person who's driving me crazy is a friend of both of ours, I really had to question whether the conversation was even appropriate. I mean, was it just gossip? Am I just venting? Am I painting this other person in an unfavorable light in a way that's really unfair? Because the way I feel is not necessarily something I need to be sharing with anybody. I really had to stop and ask myself, what is the purpose behind your words? If the reason I had that conversation was to sow any kind of discord, if my point was, I just want to let you know how terrible and frustrating so-and-so can be, well, that's not a good reason. The person I was talking to didn't need to be warned for their safety or well-being or anything like that. So it's not like I was trying to protect the person I was talking to. It's not like I could say, well, that's my reasoning. That's my justification for spilling my guts and talking about all these things that are frustrating me. So what was the point? If the point was just to vent and get it out, it's not really appropriate. Because I could do that without mentioning any names, right? There's a reason why I made sure the person I was talking to knew who I was talking about. There's a reason why I did that. And so I need to know what's the reason. Because quite honestly, if I'm venting and I'm saying, and it's so-and-so who's causing me all this grief, and the person I'm talking to doesn't really need to know that, then chances are my intentions don't have a pure motivation. They just don't. I mean, I'm obviously throwing someone under the bus, complaining about them, painting them in a negative light. And it's not for a good reason. Nothing good is coming of this, other than I'm getting all this frustration off my chest. Is that fair to the person whose character I'm smearing with my words? Even if everything that I'm complaining about is factual, even if this person did all of these things that are really bothering me, even if this person is treating me in this unfair or improper way, I mean, if I'm just trying to vent about how much I can't stand that person right now, I'm not sure that I can really justify that conversation. We can get stuck in these traps because, well, I'm not talking about anything that isn't true. I'm just talking about the facts. Or, well, you know, we're all very close. We're family. You know, it's family business. So as long as you're talking to someone in the family, it's okay to share it. That's not true. That's not right. At the end of the day, we need to ask ourselves, when words come out of my mouth, why are they coming out? Every time I talk to somebody, I'm trying to accomplish something. So let's be real. Let's be transparent with ourselves and ask ourselves, what am I trying to accomplish with these words? What's the point or the goal of this conversation? If I'm not encouraging, if I'm not being helpful, if I'm not being informative in a way that has value, if I'm not trying to lift someone's spirit, maybe you're just trying to entertain somebody, help them out, encourage them, whatever. If I don't have a positive motivation behind my words, I need to stop. I need to not say them. It's too easy to trick ourselves into thinking that a little bit of gossip, a little bit of discord, a little bit of trashing someone's name is okay, because it's not untrue. Or it's okay, because we're all friends and we're all really close and we all talk to each other about everything anyway. I think we need to give up those excuses and be honest about what the purpose of our words is. Why am I saying this? And why am I saying this to this particular person? What am I trying to achieve? There's a goal behind this exchange. What's that goal? If it's not motivated by some pure purpose, by some pure intention, then I don't need to have that conversation. I need to learn how to bridle my tongue. We all need to learn how to bridle our tongues, because words sow in the spirit. You never know who you're going to talk to about this person over here, and all of a sudden that conversation somehow leads to that friendship, that relationship ending because of something you said that maybe you didn't have to say. We can't always see that chain reaction up ahead. We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about people's relationships. And if we're walking in love, that means we're speaking in love. That means we're considering all of that when we have interactions with anybody, people we love, people we care about, people we don't even know that well, people who are acquaintances, people who are just coworkers, strangers we might meet who happen to know someone we know, whatever the case is. Our goal should always be to lift up, to elevate, to encourage, to help in some way. And if we know that the purpose behind our words is to tear down, right, is to separate, is to divide, or just to paint someone in an unfavorable light, then we need to really think about whether we should be speaking those words. Father, we know from Scripture that words have power. Your prophets alone, when you instructed them in the work they had to do, even Jeremiah, you said specifically, I'm going to give you the power to tear down, but then I'm going to give you the power to build up again. You're going to have the power to destroy, but the power to sow back into life. There were certain things he was tearing down with his words. They were things that had to be torn down. And then you had him what? You had him replace that by building with life-giving words. Father, we know that you want us to tear down what is not of you. You don't want us to divide brother from sister. You don't want us to sow discord in the church. You don't want us to create enmity between friends because of how we might feel about a person. Father, we know that you want us to speak words that give life. So we ask that you give us discernment, that you make us aware. Father, make us conscious of the words that we're speaking, why we're speaking them, so that our motives can be pure. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless. So-